Alaska's elected leaders are pressing the Trump administration to take up the issue of transboundary mining. As KSTK's June Leffler reports, the renewed push comes ahead of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Canada.
Alaska's congressional delegation and Governor Bill Walker signed a joint letter urging Washington to hold Canadian mining companies responsible for any downstream impacts in Alaska.
You know, we're looking to find a way that that we can have legitimate review processes for existing mines that may be problematic.
Matt Chuckerow is a spokesman for U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan.
But also we want to make sure that this issue continues to be a focus of not only Alaskans, but also the State Department, particularly ahead of future conversations moving forward.
This message is in hopes that Pompeo will bring up the matter at a bilateral meeting he is attending in Ottawa later this month.
You know, what we've traditionally seen is we've seen a strong history of correspondence between the Department of State and the delegation. We look forward to a timely response.
Alaska's elected officials made this sort of request to the State Department before. A similar letter was written to then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson last year.
This federal administration has been responsive, and I'm hopeful that they will continue to be.
Jill Weitz is the director of Salmon Beyond Borders, an advocacy group for protecting watersheds. She applauds Alaska's representatives for being persistent. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott and Senator Sullivan met with Canadian officials last February. They asked the Canadian government to join Alaska in water quality testing in Southeast waters. And the Alaskan officials requested the immediate reclamation of the abandoned Tulsiquitchief mine that's leached waste for years into a tributary of the Taku River near Juneau. The diplomatic offensive comes as several mines, large and small, are moving through the permitting stages in British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle. The rapid development has fisheries advocates worried over potential impacts downstream in Southeast Alaska. Environmentalists point to the 2014 Mount Pauley mine disaster. That's when a tailings dam failed, spilling millions of gallons of mine waste into BC's Fraser River watershed. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.